creado el creador cuando hizo la mujer. Ay, qué bueno que le encargó que se dejara querer y trago al mundo esa miel. Ese debe ser su nombre y le regalo a los hombres azuquita pa'l café. Escoger, y a mí no me importa cuál, siempre que sea una mujer. Y no hay oro ni diamante que compare con su amor. Ahí se rinde el más valiente, el más lindo y el mejor.
vas a hacer con este negro, muchacha, que se inclina a dominarte los ojos? ¿Qué vas a hacer con este negro, muchacha, que se inclina a dominarte los ojos? ¿Qué es la hechicería que se ha concentrado en ti? ¿Qué es la hechicería que se ha concentrado en ti? En ti, en ti. Ya bebiste de la toma, muchacha, tiene achote con hojita de querer. Ya bebiste de la toma, muchacha, tiene achote con hojita de querer. Entre las mujeres, mi vida, tú serás para mí. Entre las mujeres, tú
hechicería,
serás.
Hechicería, hechicería que me da la alegría. Hechicería, hechicería, hechicería que me da la alegría.
Oye, negro, acá. Yo no soy un brujo, oye. Soy un hechicero.
Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Atención.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back up in the air. You're listening to CJSF Radio 80.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. We have in the studio Roger DJ, who's taking here control over the mixing today for the show. And Roger DJ, tell us, what is it that you do here in the community in Vancouver here for the salsa community and the people that like to dance to bachata and all of that?
Yeah, so thank you for having me today. Mr. Luna's in the house. He's been playing some really cool stuff. Thank you. So I'm actually been part of the Latin dance scene for the past, I would say, 27 years.
At least I remembered you since around the year 2000, if my memory.
Yeah, way back in the days.
Yeah, somewhere around, at least, like if I was to say, but I got to say 90s, around the 90s, late 90s.
Yeah, I've been around since about 95. Maybe 97, maybe, probably I get a little more involved.
Wow, man, that's quite
a long time. Yeah.
So, well, anyways, as you noticed up here, we are at CJSF, and we are here to promote the local talent and the community. And I think that what you do is really, really cool. I mean, I don't know if you know, guys, personally, Roger is really accessible, super down-to-earth guy. But how are you going to know this if you don't know the guy, you know? Once you go to his events, you go there, and his quality. And I love going and supporting his events. And it's just quality and constant, being constant at it, I mean, you are also a dancer as well, right?
Yeah, I started out as a, well, you know, I actually started out as a swing dancer.
A swing dancer.
And Vancouver was going on heights in 95, 96.
Uh-huh.
But it quickly died. Within a year, it died.
Seriously, the swing scene.
Swing scene went from one night a week, went to 4 or 5 nights a week.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not, the you know, Michael Bublé.
Oh,
he
wow.
used to play Babalu. That's why his first album was called Babalus.
Wow, Roger, look at the kind of things we have.
Oh,
it's such interesting people we have here at the studio.
God. So
the
way
stories,
way back in the days,
well,
he used to play literally 2 feet away from me while I danced.
Oh my God.
In this club
man.
Called Babalu around Nelson. But
that's awesome, man.
It went high, but it also went real low real quick. And part of that is why I kind of find success in the Latin dance now as well. But the first person that I saw dancing was this gentleman called Nestor.
Oh,
remember
wow.
Nestor?
Yeah, of course, Nestor.
Nestor was the big OG back in the day.
He's the Mambo King. Nobody can knock that out of Nestor. Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah.
Big shout out to him.
Yeah. So first time I actually saw the salsa dancing was actually in the club.
Okay.
When they happened to play one of the Latin songs. And you know, once you hear the music, I mean, there's a lot of people that will relate to it. Either you relate to it or you don't, but most of the people will. You know, just the beats, the melody, and the soul that comes with a lot of music is very different from any other music. So that kind of
got your attention.
Oh, yeah,
the
right,
music,
right off the bat, it was the music. Yeah.
Hypnotize you.
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, I started learning. I got better at it. People started asking me to teach. And, you know, 25 years later, this is actually what I end up doing for a living. So weird.
So he's a professional, guys, eh? So if you guys wanna learn how to dance, don't hesitate to check out Roger's Nights. Pretty good instructors, I got to say, eh?
Thank you.
I've been enrolled in different classes, the different levels and the different styles, and they're all different instructors going on. And they're very patient, I got to say. They have really good style, really good skill.
You kind of got to be, if you want to be an instructor, you got to have some patience and have some understanding of human learning abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you, Roger, where can we find you?
Oh, you can actually find me multiple ways, but the easiest way is through my website, which is salsastudio.net.
Salsastudio.net,
not .com, .net. And the other way to find me easily is on Instagram. If you just type my name, Roger, Salsa Bachata, you'll find me. I'm usually the first one that popped up.
Okay, Roger. So what do you have going on for this weekend?
Oh, thank you for asking for that. This weekend, well, you know, during the summer, as you know, Vancouver goes through a transformation of gray weather, and we usually do our outdoor event. You've been there actually once or twice.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about the locations and stuff. Like he's got a tell us more about it.
Yeah, so during the summer and summer only on Saturdays, we usually host an outdoor dance event right on Sunset Beach. Where the concession stand area is. There's
right at Sunset Beach, right
Sunset
there.
Beach.
Right there with the palms, the sea breeze, the ocean.
The palms, yes.
And the sunset.
Sunset Beach. And so usually we do a small class in the beginning, and then we do a dance party, basically, of salsa and bachata. We'll literally do it into the night because I usually bring two speakers and two car lights.
Awesome, man.
We'll dance until the sun goes down.
Yeah, it basically is a hoot. It is a blast to go to one of these events. You must before the end of the summer. It's getting really, really hot out there.
Yeah, and it's always nice and cool by the beach. If it's sunny, we do it there. But unfortunately, this weekend, we had to move indoor because rain came back for a visit.
And where is this event on Saturday?
So tomorrow's event is actually the first time I'm actually... It's a funny story. I actually been trying to do an event at this lovely place called the Soundhouse Studio.
Yeah, I love that space. I love that space.
That's where the musicians practice, right?
Yeah, they have amazing equipment and the rooms, the staff, they're great people.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so I would try to rent this place to kind of try it out for a while now. And the location's at 33rd.
33rd.
West 8th.
33rd on, West 8.
Yeah, it's on 8th, but it's the address
Sound 33rd. Soundhouse Studios. Yeah.
And funny enough, the gentleman that own and operate that place, there were two lovely people by the name of Gabriel and the other one's Carlos. They actually came take classes with me downtown before.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they're just really chill gentlemen, really, really nice people. And finally, I was able to like have a weekend with them, and this is happening tomorrow night, you know, Saturday night.
That's great, man.
We're doing the same thing. There's a lesson in the beginning to teach everybody how to dance, and everybody shows up to dance with everyone afterwards at 10 o'clock. And we're actually doing like a special. If you come in before 9:30, you only have to pay $10.
So there you go. So come in early, learn how to dance, take advantage of the offer.
Yeah.
The space, I've never been to that dance hall, but when you're talking about the location, it's quality to be expected at that place. I mean, it's a very nice place. And so
yeah,
more than likely we'll be polishing the floor there with Roger DJ live on the scene. Anyways, back to the music. This is Leo Luna and
Roger's in the house.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
Suavemente bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suavemente bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suave, bésame, bésame.
Listening to the Open Mic Show programming right after our show.
Suave, bésame, 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 suave, bésame otro ratito.
Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. Roger DJ live with, up in the air with us.
What's up, everybody? It's good to have you. Good to be with you today.
Keep listening to CASF, the open mic show, and later on, the Mandarin programming. Big shout out to Connor, Jesse, Chris, everyone out there. This is Leo Luna, and we will see you next week.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio
Pancho
app. It's on the go listening. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM.
Roger, DJ. This is La Luna. Keep listening to CJSF 90.